Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Shabbos Perik Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph, the last Mishnah in the first Perik. You know, belonging to the right chabura of people, having good friends, is probably the most important thing for any Yiddish child to know. Because when you belong to the right chabura, everyone compliments each other. You all become better. For example, we were so worried that if you're going to put the pot on, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos, and you're going to mix some of the coals or shovel some of the coals before Shabbos. If you're in a chabura of people, the right people, and one person starts doing it, the other one is going to say, no, stop, it's Shabbos. That's why, for example, in a time that we know that a chabura is together, let's say Erev Pesach, when everyone is there to roast the Karban Pesach. Of course, the Karban Pesach has to be roasted and not cooked. Roasted means without liquid. So the din is, and let me just explain to you, how did they roast things? They would roast it in an oven, and the oven was open to the tap, like a washing machine that opens on tap, and they would drop in this case, the Karban Pesach, to be roasted. That's why the Mishnah begins with the Lashon Mishalshalin. Mishalshalin comes from the word shalshelis, which is a chain. They would drop down. Esa Pesach, the Karban Pesach, and that can be done by Taner into the oven in Chashecha, even near nightfall. We're not saying over here that it has to be put in so early to make sure that it's cooked at least a third before, or in this case, roasted at least a third before. Because the chabura is going to remind each other, chas v'shalom, not to be mechal Shabbos. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room where they kept the fire burning all the time. It was called the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had stone floors, and the Kehanim had to walk around barefoot. So sometimes it would get cold. So they had a room to be able to come in and to warm up. Zakta Mishnah, u'machizen esha'ar. The word of machiza means to take hold. Achiza, or achiz. Over here it means to ignite. To ignite in such a way where the fire takes hold. Let's say you want to start a campfire. Did you ever see? You start little fires with chips, and slowly the fire takes hold until most of it is burning, and then, of course, it all starts burning on its own. That's why you have to be careful not to play with fire, chas v'shalom. Now, normally, if you wanted to light a fire, you can't just start lighting it right before Shabbos. You have to make sure at least most of the wood is burning before Shabbos. Same problem. We're scared that if it isn't all burning before Shabbos and the fire is dying out, what if you go and you start fixing it? You forget that it's Shabbos and you start fixing it. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have this problem. It says the Mishnah, u'machizin esa'ar, they could ignite the fire. B'meduras Beis HaMoked, by the fire in the Beis HaMoked. What if someone's going to forget and say, oh, the fire's dying out. Here, let me move around these pieces of wood a little bit. These are Kehanim. And there's a rule, Kehanim Zerizimhein, that Kehanim are extra careful, and we're not worried that they're going to forget. They are much more focused and alert, more so than a regular person. Ubagvulin, gvul means a boundary, but over here ubagvulin means in the boundaries of the rest of the country, in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do it this way. You can't just start the fire right before Shabbos. It has to be ignited enough, kidei shetechas ha'ar beruban, kidei so that shetechas, it should take hold, ha'ar the fire beruban, in most of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda Aima, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's if you're dealing with a wood fire, but Befechamin, if you're dealing with charcoal, kol shehu, as long as there's enough time for the fire to take hold, that's enough. Why? Because the nature of the charcoal is it doesn't die out. We're not so worried that this is going to happen. It's going to keep on burning.